Good evening, Patriots. I'm Praying Medic. Welcome to my nightly live news and Q broadcast coming to you live from Cloud Hub, channel 115. I am here live every night, Monday through Friday, around 7 o'clock, sometimes a little later. I've been busy getting all this information organized. Q has been dropping, and there is a, and it's like drinking from a fire hose today. Lots of news to cover, lots of Q drops. I will get you caught up on all of that. Plus, there's going to be a debate tonight. We'll have a little bit of commentary on that. Before we do, I'm going to say a word about my book, The Great Awakening. Oh, by the way, I finally got my first copy of it. Can you see me? Great Awakening, Volume 2 in the Q Chronicles series. Covers Q's operation from roughly December 2017 through March 2018. The subjects that Q brought up during that time period, most of the subjects are carried out to the present day. There is information on corruption in the Catholic Church and the Vatican Bank. There's a chapter on the Rothschilds. There is a chapter on the Titanic and whether or not that may be connected to the origin of the Federal Reserve. Decode a couple of Q signatures. And anyway, that book, Great Awakening, is currently available on Amazon, both in paperback and Kindle. It'll soon be available on Barnes & Noble and other outlets. Get yourself a copy. All right. So you're going to get caught up with some posts from last night from Q. Q posted this. Do you remember when the Me Too movement lost all credibility when they refused to support Tara Reid coming forward regarding claims of sexual assault by Joe Biden? Political movement? Cute. Right. Isn't it interesting that the whole Tara Reid sexual assault thing just kind of died away? Media does not want to cover that. Why does the media not want to cover any bad news about Joe Biden? Was that just a political movement? Maybe it was. Last night, Virginia Giuffre did a little Twitter thread, and she said, this is in response to the judge in the case who ordered the immediate release of transcripts of Ghislaine Maxwell's deposition. Those transcripts are available. You can download the PDF document. I know that Technofog on Twitter is doing a thread. So far, what people are finding is that Ghislaine Maxwell just denied a lot of things. She wouldn't cooperate with the attorneys, wouldn't talk about much about her sexual relationships, wouldn't talk about Epstein, denied a lot of things and obfuscated and delayed a lot of things. There's pages and pages of her not wanting to answer questions. That's what I've seen so far. I haven't done a deep dive into that yet, but that is what I'm seeing. So Virginia tweeted this out last night. I'm very grateful to Judge Preska for her decision to unseal these depositions. This journey to justice has taken decades for my fellow abuse survivors and me, including years in which our voices were ignored. Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein did not act alone. I think soon we're going to find out who they acted with. Tweet number two. With more transparency, I'm hopeful that all who helped perpetrate these heinous crimes will be held accountable. So she's got a number of hashtags there. And then someone tweeted her, retweeted her here, Rubber Duck with Where We Go One, We Go All, Mega Keg, hashtags, Great Awakening. And she retweeted that person tagged several people. Paris Hilton, she's also come out recently with her own story. Other accounts, Save the Kids, and Great Awakening, hashtag. So Q posted a link to that tweet and said, Dearest Virginia, we stand with you now and always. Find peace through prayer. Never give up the good fight. God bless you. Q. I am aware that the president also tweeted out about Virginia yesterday morning and then again this morning. I don't know if those tweets are related. The president was actually talking about Virginia elections. Was there some communications there? Possibly. I don't know. Q posted this. It's a meme that one of the Anons created. It's an overlay of one of Q's posts. And there in the background is a picture of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. the deep dark world being exposed, truth won't be for everyone. Have faith in humanity. All right, Q, this morning or was it last night? It was last night. Q posted a link to a tweet from Steve Bannon's War Room. If you have a chance to listen to Steve Bannon's War Room, they are on fire the last couple of days. Rudy Giuliani has been on. He was on this morning for about a half hour, giving the audience kind of the latest on what's happening with Hunter Biden emails and all that that's going on. They talked a little bit about some of the images, disturbing images that are on the laptop, hard drive, and obviously some questions about why no one got Child Protective Services involved with what looks like child abuse. So if you have the ability to catch Steve Bannon's War Room, it comes on early in the morning. I think it comes on around 7 o'clock my time, which is Pacific, so it's probably 10 o'clock Eastern. It's worth checking in. Anyway, Q posted a link to a tweet by Bannon's War Room, and this is from one of the emails. And Bannon says, hey, Frank Luntz, he's a pollster. Can you confirm this email asking for Speaker Ryan? We may have a few more that you can confirm as well. So with most of these emails, you have to read them from the bottom going up. This is from Hunter Biden to Frank Luntz. I love you. Bo loves you. Bo is Hunter's older brother. How can you go on TV and not mention the Jeep ad? Just in fairness, moving Jeep to China, that's not worth talking about, as one of the most outright fabrications ever paid for on television. Again, you think you're just smarter than anyone in politics, but if you're doing a piece on ads in this next 7 days, leaving that one out is just so RHB is a signature. Luntz replies, because your dad hasn't said a word to me since the moment he was nominated for VP, vice president. Zero, zip, nothing. That's why. Fairweather friends get fairweather treatment, and Bo knows I feel this way. That's not how I treat anyone in politics or in life. Oh, and by the way, I declared your dad the winner in his debate against Paul Ryan, even though Ryan is an actual current client. Wait a minute. I thought Luntz was a pollster. What does he have for these clients? Aren't these people supposed to be fair and objective? Maybe not. So Q posted a link to that tweet and said, client, political pundit, pollster for sale. Do you see how it works? Enemy of the people. And Frank Luntz tweeted this out today. He's all worried that pollsters might be ruined forever if they screw up this election. Well, they are screwing up this election because they're all predicting that Joe Biden is going to have a massive victory, even in states like Texas. So Luntz tweeted this out. If pollsters get it wrong again, the polling industry is done. You can get it wrong once, but if they get it wrong a second time and Trump does win, it's going to be the end of public polling in politics. It's going to be the end of a lot of things. Mainstream media is toast. I mean, NPR is a good example. NPR came out today with a tweet defending their lack of reporting on the Hunter Biden laptop issue. They basically said this is all conspiracy theories. It's distractions. It has nothing to do with the election. It's not verified, and they're not reporting on it. This is NPR. So the entire most of the mainstream media is risking burning their reputation to cover up the crimes of the Biden family. You know, it's funny because I've been telling friends recently, I never thought that my YouTube channel would get nuked trying to cover up for Hunter Biden's crimes. But the mainstream media's reputation is also getting nuked trying to cover up for his crimes. I don't think anyone saw it coming that way. Q posted this last night. Booms en route tomorrow. This is not a drill, Q. And this is a reference to several things that have been posted lately. The SQ-1 missile launch, you know, get to battle stations. That was all a warning that these things were coming. And today I have had a very difficult time keeping up with all the news that is coming out. It's just, like I said, drinking from a fire hose. All right, yesterday Q reposted these drops. We covered this in the last message. All right, there's a post from July 29th, 2019, right, so more than a year ago, where an Anon suspected that Chris Ray is a sleeper. A sleeper is somebody who infiltrates an organization, pretends to be on the side of the organization, but is secretly working against them, waiting for an opportunity to go active and then sabotage the organization. The sleeper is not a good person. Q responded to the Anon future marker and then reposted this drop from December of last year. Swamp runs deep, sleepers everywhere, think coats, wheels in motion. All right. So last night, Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, and Chris Wray went on the air on a live stream conference and talked about interference attempts to interfere in the election by Russia and Iran. Basically said that they had obtained voter information, and they said, look, there's nothing to worry about. They've mitigated the problem. It's not going to be a serious threat, but they just wanted people to know that there was a threat, and it's been taken care of. Right after that news conference, Q reposted this familiar drop with Chris Wray with it read X through. So I think that was confirmation from Q that Wray is a short timer. And, you know, it's speculation, but I think that's what Q is getting at. I'm willing to speculate on that. I'm not willing to speculate on the rest of these drops that are going to follow here. So Q posted a photo of Gina Haspel, and the file name is Haspel. Q wrote, non-CIA background next, Q. So what is Q talking about? Is Q talking about the background of the picture? She's got a CIA flag there. And is Haspel going to be taking some other position, role, or leaving the CIA where the background in her picture won't be the CIA? Is it talk about her background, her job background? I don't know. Much of her job history background is classified. Q has posted a limited background on her, I think a couple of years ago when she was first named CIA director. Anyway, I'm not sure what this post means. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. All right, so Q then posted a picture of Dave Bowditch. And Dave Bowditch is a current deputy director of the FBI. Again, file name, David Bowditch. Bowditch was appointed as deputy director of the FBI. I'm not sure, again, what this means. I don't know. I'm not sure what Q is getting at. Are these people, are they good? Are they swamp creatures? I'm not sure. I don't know. Q posted a photo of Vaughn Bishop, the current deputy director of the CIA. Again, I am not sure what this means, right? The file name is Bishop. This is a picture of him being sworn in. And, you can look on Wikipedia and find out that he's pretty friendly with Gina Haspel, and he's the deputy director of the CIA. What is Q getting at here? I don't know. I'm not sure. And I'm not really willing to speculate. I think we're just going to have to wait and see what these mean. Q posted a link to the profile page of Jill Tyson. Jill Tyson is currently the FBI Assistant Director of Congressional Affairs. Again, I don't know what this means. I think Q is giving us, obviously, a heads up on some things that are coming. Not sure if these people are leaving, if they're being promoted. I don't know. Q posted a link to the profile page of Alan Kohler, current FBI Director for Counterintelligence. Right? Again, I'm not sure what the relevance is. Q didn't give us any information. These people, their names aren't in brackets. There's no X's on them. So I'm not sure what Q is getting at. Lots of uncertainty. All right, and then Q posted a link to an article about Hunter Biden's laptop and how it is confirmed to be part of an FBI investigation into money laundering. We know that because the receipt for the laptop that was left by the FBI has the handwritten number on it, and the code is 272, which corresponds to a classification in the FBI for money laundering. So this is down here in the article. According to multiple officials and the FBI website, 272 is the Bureau's classification for money laundering. 272D refers to money laundering unknown. And then BA, which is also on the tag, refers to the Baltimore field office. So there's no question that the laptop is part of an investigation into money laundering. That's their predicate for the investigation. Q posted a link to a Breitbart article that explains how Hunter Biden's business partner, Tony Bobulinski, has gone public and has confirmed that the emails we've been talking about for the last few days, published by New York Post and now other outlets, are real, and that the big guy that was mentioned in those emails refers to former Vice President Joe Biden. So this is Breitbart, bombshell statement. Biden insider claims he was a recipient of the email, says he witnessed Joe and Hunter Biden discussing details. Right, so this is a big story that's coming out. And interestingly, President Trump, Fox News is reporting that Bobulinski is going to be at the debate tonight as a guest of the president. So this guy's a whistleblower against the Bidens, and supposedly he's going to be at the debate tonight. Did he? Bobulinski did?
Taking no questions, but reading a statement.
Oh, really? Okay. So Denise says he just did a live press conference. He read a statement and didn't take any questions. So actually, speaking of statements, this is his statement from Fox News. My name is Tony Bobulinski. The facts set forth below are true and accurate. They're not in any form of domestic foreign disinformation. Any suggestion to the contrary is false and offensive. I am the recipient of the emails published 7 days ago by the New York Post, which showed a copy to Hunter Biden and Rob Walker. The email is genuine. This afternoon, I received a request from Senate Homeland Security Committee and on requesting all documents relating to my business affairs with the Biden family, as well as various foreign entities and individuals. I have extensive relevant records and communications, and I intend to produce these items to both committees in the immediate future. By the way, there is a late-breaking story that he is going to turn his electronic devices over to the FBI. So he's fully cooperating. He's flipped. And I think we're going to get a lot of information about all of this from him. I'm going to skip down to get to the punchline. What I'm outlining is fact. I know it's fact because I lived it. I'm the CEO of Sinohawk Holdings, which was a partnership between the Chinese operating through CEFC Chairman Yi. CEFC is a now bankrupt Chinese energy company. All right, so the partnership was working through that company and the Biden family. I was brought into the company to be the CEO by James Gilliar. Remember the name James Gilliar. Gilliar is also, apparently, according to Steve Bannon, Gilliar is cooperating with the investigation. He will also be bringing out information that he has access to. So Bobulinski says he was brought in by Gilliar and Hunter Biden. The reference to the big guy in the March, much publicized May 13, 2017 email is in fact a reference to Joe Biden. The other JB is Jim Biden, his brother. All right, so that is a statement from Bobulinski that Fox News has put out on Twitter. Moving along, Q posted this. Did Hussein contact Matt Murray in an attempt to persuade him not to publish? Will Murray follow the truth or buckle to pressure? DC's Civil War, Watergate times 1,000. Q. Who is Matt Murray? Matt Murray is the editor-in-chief of the Wall Street Journal. I went to his Twitter account today, and his Twitter account is locked. You can't see his tweets. Now, I don't know. Q is kind of implying here that Matt Murray is under pressure not to publish the article. What article are we talking about? Well, we're talking about this article right here. So this one that Q linked to by Breitbart, in this part here, it talks about the Wall Street Journal. So let me read that for you. So the Breitbart article on Bobulinski saying that these emails are legit. Sources familiar with the matter told Breitbart News that Bobulinski is the person whose allegations and inside information are the centerpiece of a forthcoming investigation by the Wall Street Journal. That Wall Street Journal story has not published yet, several days after the newspaper staff indicated to some the piece would come out. It is unclear why the journal has not yet published, but President Donald Trump hinted on a conference call earlier this week that such a story was coming from the newspaper. So the Wall Street Journal is doing an investigative piece, and Bobulinski is central to it, and Q is asking if executive editor-in-chief Matt Murray has been pressured into not publishing it. That's what this is in reference to. So don't know what's going to happen with that. All righty. Next, we've got this. Let me move this over so you can see the whole thing. And it's tiny and it's a whole lot of words. All right. This is a subject Q has discussed before. This is actually good information for people who are new to the Q movement. So we have two screen caps from Adam Schiff, Congressman, California Congressman Adam Schiff's financial disclosure forms. That's these two screen caps, center and left. And I'll show you them closer up in just a minute. On the right is a screen cap from an article by Interfax about allegations of money laundering from Ukrainian MPs related to accounts with Franklin Templeton, an investment firm. This firm, Franklin Templeton, a lot of Democrats use this firm for their investments. So Q posted two links. The first link is to the financial disclosure statement by Adam Schiff, and the second link is to the Interfax article. So here is image number one. And what Q is high this is Q highlighted is Franklin Templeton Mutual Shares Fund, Class C. 15,000 to 50,000 is the owner value of asset, capital gains, and this is Adam Schiff's financial statement. Okay. Then this is image two. Again, you can see up here Adam Schiff, right? Annual report. BlackRock, California Municipal Income Trust, BlackRock Municipal Holdings, and there's the financial statements, capital gains. Now, this is the third screenshot. At a press conference at the Interfax Ukraine Agency on Wednesday, MP Andrei Derkach announced that deputies have received new materials from investigative journalists about international corruption and participation of Ukrainian officials in it. This is why Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Mitt Romney, and all these people do not want this information about Ukraine coming out because they're all in it. Last week, November 14th, I do not know the year on this article, probably 2017. Prosecutor General's office noticed, unnoticed by the media, announced a new suspicion to the notorious owner of Burisma, that would be Mykola Zolochevsky. According to the suspicion, the Yanukovych family is suspected in particular with legalizing laundering, criminally obtained income through Franklin Templeton Investments, an investment fund carrying out purchases of external government loan bonds totaling $4.7 billion. All right. Interesting thing about Franklin Templeton is that many representatives of the U.S. Democrat Party are invested in Franklin Templeton. And then this goes on. The sons of Templeton's founder, John Templeton, was one of President Barack Obama's major campaign donors. Another fund-related character is Thomas Donilon, managing director of BlackRock Investments Institute, shareholder Franklin Templeton Investments, which has the largest share in the fund. It is noteworthy that he previously was Obama's national security advisor. So a lot of Democrat politicians are invested in these companies, and it looks the Ukrainians have accused them of money laundering, which wouldn't surprise me. All right, Q's next post is to a Fox News article, again about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. All right, so this is kind of related matter. Tony Bobulinski, again, confirms Hunter Biden's emails are legitimate and that Hunter asked his dad for sign-offs or advice on business deals. Get to the chase here. He says that he does not believe Joe Biden's past claims that he and Hunter never discussed Hunter's business dealings, claiming that Hunter frequently referenced asking his father, Joe, for sign-off or advice on potential deals. So Bobulinski is coming out saying Joe and Hunter Biden talked quite often about their business dealings. So Joe can't say that he didn't, and he has said this repeatedly, that he doesn't know anything about Hunter's business dealings. Well, all right, moving along. Fox News article. Again, about Hunter and Biden. And Key wrote here, key domestic contacts for phase one target projects. The Kamala Harris, California, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat New York, Senator Amy Klobuchar, Dianne Feinstein, Kirsten Gillibrand, Andrew Cuomo, New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio, former Governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, among others. Pandora's political elite box. Q. Right. So when the information about the shady business dealings in China and Ukraine are uncovered, Pandora's box is open. And anyone who is illegally taking money, they're all going to be exposed. Why would James and Hunter Biden have a list of Democrat politicians as key contacts for a joint venture with a now bankrupt Chinese energy company? So here's a news article. A list of key domestic contacts for a joint venture involving Jim and Hunter Biden and a now bankrupt Chinese energy company included former Vice President Joe Biden's current running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. It also included the names of, again, Chuck Schumer, Klobuchar, Feinstein, Gillibrand, Cuomo, and de Blasio, as well as Terry McAuliffe. All right, and that doesn't necessarily prove anything, but it's curious as to, you know, why they're named as important contacts. Q's next link is to a report by Typhoon Investigations on how China and the Biden family cooperated. This is a very long document. I haven't had a chance to look at all of it. The executive summary is helpful. So Joe Biden's, this is according to this company, Joe Biden's compromising partnerships with the Communist Party of China, run by Yang Shi. Yang met frequently with Biden during his tenure at the Chinese embassy in Washington. So this is talking about Joe Biden. Hunter Biden's 2013 Bohai Harvest Rosemont Investment Partnership was set up by Ministry of Foreign Affairs institutions designed to garner influence with foreign leaders during Yang's tenure as foreign minister. So this company that Hunter and Devin Archer set up, Bohai Harvest, with the assistance of the Chinese ministry, right, was designed to garner influence with American politicians. Hunter has a direct line to the Politburo, according to Source A, a senior finance official in China. Michael Lin brokered the Bohai Harvest partnership and partners with Ministry of Foreign Affairs influence organizations. Lin is a person of interest for his work on behalf of China, as confirmed by Source B and Source C. And this goes on to explain how this money went back and forth. Now, I'm going to make this easy for you. This can seem very confusing. We have a very simple explanation for it. Let me play this for you.
New blockbuster revelations again from the New York Post. We now have a firsthand account, eyewitness whistleblower, Tony Bobulinski, who has come forward. He's a Democrat. He's a Navy veteran. He's come forward to tell the truth to the American people about the Biden cartel and how it sold access and influence for decades, including to the Chinese Communist Party. Here's how it works. Chairman Yi, he's the head of a Chinese energy conglomerate. He pays $10 million per year to Hunter and Tony. For what? For introductions and access. Access to whom? To the big guy. Tony corroborates on the record, corroborates that the big guy is in fact Joe Biden. The big guy gets 10% of the deal. It's a 3-year deal, $30 million total. For $3 million to Joe Biden, he sold out the United States of America to the Chinese Communist Party, and he can never be our commander in chief.
All right, hopefully that explains the flow of money from China to the Bidens. All right, Q had a message for the bakers. Please fix the bread and tidy up the ship. And if you do not go to the board, you're probably wondering, what the heck does that mean? On the board, where Q posts on 8kun, there are people who organize the conversation threads, and the threads are called breads. There's a whole vernacular for the board and operations. So a thread is called a bread, a comment is called a crumb, and while the board volunteers, the bakers, are creating a thread, they say that they're baking a bread, right? So the threads got screwed up, and Q is not happy with it, so we told them to get their act together and get things straightened out. Just before we went live, Q posted a link to a tweet by John Roberts of Fox News, and Q said, this is not going away. Well, let me read the tweet for John Roberts, breaking Tony Bobulinski, will announce that he will turn his electronic devices and records of business dealings with Hunter Biden and Jim Biden over to the FBI. All right, so Q says this is not going away. Corruption at the highest levels of government, DOJ, FBI, MSDNC, political elite protection struggles during the bright sunny days. Q has continually been using the phrase dark secrets, right? And now Q is contrasting that with bright sunny days. Now that the light, the sunlight, bright sunny days is coming out, it is going to be hard for these elites to hide their corruption. And I got this from Sean Davis. An email to Hunter Biden's partner from a top Chinese official on July 26, 2017, shows a Chinese energy company proposed a $5 million interest-free loan to the Biden family based on their trust of the Biden family. And then their question is, when the $5 million runs out, should they continue loaning money to the Bidens, or not? And then this is his second tweet. Less than 2 weeks later, on August 8th, 2017, $5 million was wired from CEFC-affiliated investment vehicle to a Delaware LLC, which spent the next year transferring nearly $4.8 million directly to Hunter Biden's firm, according to Senate investigators. So this is all coming out. It's all going to come out. Can't hide it anymore. All right, so President has got a debate tonight, and if you watch a debate, keep this in mind. This is from Q. Tonight at the debate, when they push the death count versus POTUS, remember this simple fact. 45 out of 50 U.S. governors did not force COVID-19 infected patients into nursing homes, but five of them did, all Democrats. Tom Wolf, Phil Murray, Cuomo, Newsom, and Whitmer. That is nearly 40% of all COVID-19 deaths in the United States. Was that just ignorance, or did they do it knowingly? That is the question, and that gets us caught up to Q for today. And that is all the news I have for you. Hopefully you have enough to digest. Thank you for joining me on the live stream, and thank you for joining me on the playback if you're listening later. I'm here every Monday through Friday, 7 p.m.-ish Eastern, on CloudHub, channel 115, and I have a lot of people joining me on CloudHub. Redpill78, X22 report, a lot of people coming over to CloudHub doing their streaming and their videos. The video quality is going to be better in the future. They're going to be upgrading the video services very soon. You'll be able to review the videos in full screen on your phone, according to my sources who know a little bit about what's happening. The platform is new. It is growing. It is getting better. If you have any complaints, problems with the platform, CloudHub, just contact the help people. They want to make the platform better. They want to make it usable and fun for everybody. So I think it's a good platform. I like it. All right. Check out the debate tonight. Should be interesting. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the military and the Secret Service in prayer. And I will catch you on the next broadcast. Love you.